Lord, as we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well and as our hearts begin to worship, oh, we'll be blessed because we praise your holy name. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. They are new every morning. So great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. So as we gather, may your spirit move among. Oh, as we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we praise your
blessed because they came.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Not you will be blessed, but we are blessed.
Amen.
Because we came. Amen. Because there's always a blessing in entering the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
So consider yourself as already blessed.
Amen.
And we can close the service and go back home.
Thank you.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Hey, goodbye. Yeah. So we thank the Lord for this morning, sunshine, and I can see the sunshine on your faces as well. Seems like there's something about winter, you know. You have to struggle hard to get the people's attention because they are still cold from what they got outside. But now I can see the prepared atmosphere, and we thank the Lord for that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for once again granting us this great privilege to stand in your presence. As we sang, O Lord, we have gathered to praise your name. We have gathered to acknowledge your presence, O Lord. We know that you are here in our midst, and we know that we are approaching reverently a living God, and whatever we brought on in our hearts as a burden, it will find a relief, O Lord. That's why we commit this service into your hand. Take your children, O Lord. Take us as we come as a needy people, as we come insufficient in ourselves, O Lord. But we count. We are relying on your all sufficiency, O Lord. Take us now and lift us up in the holy places where we will be really in your presence, worshiping and enjoying the presence of the Lord. Heavenly Father, bless your children, O Lord, as they came. You know their needs, you know their worries, you know their sorrows, O Lord, but they said, let's go to meet the Lord. Heavenly Father, you now take the burden. You now take control, O Lord. Those who seek houses, we have prayed on Friday about those long-standing cases, O Lord. Heavenly Father, you now act, O Lord, and vindicate, confirm that your people, their faith is good. and steadfast in you, O Lord. Those who are looking for houses, grant them houses. Those who seek jobs, grant them jobs, O Lord. Those who are seeking for children, O Lord, grant them children. O Heavenly Father, as we prayed on Friday, those who are seeking for Rebekah's and Isaac's, O Lord, grant it to them, O Lord, according to your glory. Heavenly Father, as a church, we are in search of a new place of worship, O Lord. Open the gates, O Lord. Let us possess the gates of the enemy. And let our desire, since it's according to your will, let it come to fulfillment, O Lord. Those who are traveling, bless them, O Lord. Those who are sick, heal them. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open our Bibles. Psalms 34. We're just going to introduce a little topic today. It may not make sense today. If you don't understand anything, don't say, "This brother, these things, we know it already. What was he talking about there?" If you don't get really what we are going to talk about, but today we are just going to introduce. So if you don't understand, just pray. Psalm 34, from verse 1 to verse 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto me and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivered them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be the woman that trusts in him. Amen. Because don't say it just for men. So we are going, the topic is, as we said, we are just going to introduce it today. The angel of the Lord and your angel. Amen. The angel of the Lord and your angel, your own angel. Yes? So we are just going to try and speak a little bit today on that. We all know what we have read, that the angel of the Lord encampeth around those that fear the Lord. It is a scripture we knew since we believed, and we experiment it every day. We see how the Lord has brought us through many dangers and traps and different things. And we know and we can testify that the angel of the Lord is always with you. Amen. But we are going to try and understand this angel of the Lord, and another angel that the Bible speaks about, your own angel. Do you know that you have an angel? Sister Tof Nidono. Each and every one of us, we have an angel. Apart from the angel of the Lord, who encampeth around those that fear the Lord, but you have your own angel as well. So that's what we are just trying to talk about. I'm going to read, just to make a difference, so to lay the foundation, you understand that there's two types of angels the Bible is talking about. Let's go into Acts 12 from verse 5. Acts chapter 12 from verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night. So verse 6 says, when Herod would have brought him forth, it means when Herod would have killed him. That's what it means, actually. They were going to behead him, you know, to chop his head off. The same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. Verse 7 speaks about the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he says unto him, "Cast thy garment upon thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he thought it was a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Amen. So we see from the time the prison doors were broken, from the time he saw the light, the angel of the Lord was with him. Peter saw the angel of the Lord. Amen. He walked with the angel of the Lord. And they departed one street, second street, and then the angel departed from him. Amen. Verse 11. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked on at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. Is there any sister Rhoda here? Not yet. Okay. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "You are mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, "It is his angel." Amen. This is not the angel of the Lord here. They are not talking about the angel of the Lord. They are talking about Peter's angel. Amen. So there are two different angels mentioned here. First, it was the angel of the Lord that came, and Peter saw the angel of the Lord. But listen now. Peter, after being delivered, the angel departed from him. It was now Peter's decision. He said, "Let me go to John Mark's house." He get there. He knock at the door. The lady comes. She watched. And she saw, who did she see? She saw Peter. Amen. She saw Peter. She knew Peter, his voice, and the person of Peter. She went and told the disciples that Peter is standing there. They said, no, Peter is meant to be executed in the morning. It can't be him. You are mad. He said, no, I've seen Peter. It's him. They said, no, it must be his angel. Which means Peter's angel looked like Peter. Are we together? Peter's angel was identical to Peter. Amen? Okay. Verse 16. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. So they thought it was his angel. So Peter angel looked like Peter. He could speak like Peter. Even his voice was like Peter's voice. Amen. Because they didn't believe that, but they knew Peter was in prison. So if you saw someone looking like Peter at the door, it can't be him. It can't be only his angel. Amen. So we leave that. Let's go to the first angel. The angel of the Lord that encampeth around you and that delivers you from danger. Who is that angel? Amen. We want to look first at that one. We have made a difference that there's two different angels in your life. You know, you are associated with two types of angel. The angel of the Lord. The prophet says, we are going to let the prophet speak. Amen. Explain about each person's angel who abides with them from birth. They ask the prophet a question. Explain us now about each person's angel. You may not understand why we are talking about this. Amen. It may not make sense. But as we go, you will understand what really we are talking about. Explain about each person's angel who abides with them from birth. Now, if you notice, this is pretty deep. I just picked it up. Part of it wrote in type and so forth. Now the prophet says, they asked him a question. Because this person said, it seems like there's each one of us is an angel assigned to him from birth. The prophet didn't say, you are lying. He said, yes. Now there is an angel, but this angel of the Lord that has encamped about those that fear him. See, now it isn't promised that sinners has angels. Are you with me? It isn't promised that sinners has angels. It is only the redeemed that has angels. Amen. He's talking about this angel of the Lord that encampeth around those that fear him. Sinners don't have angels around them. It's only the redeemed. Did you know that? The angels of the Lord encamped about those that fear him. Keeps on saying. He's talking now about Paul when he was, you know, stuck in the sea on a boat that was a ship that was about to go to shipwreck. Seeing the visions of the people, then to read of Paul, there was a storm. He told them, said, don't lose from this place and go, cause it will be to you no harm. Sorry, cause it will be to your harm. God is always has ministering spirits. I believe in them. I believe in ministering spirits sent from the presence of God. The Holy Spirit ministers, lead the church, guardian angels that watch over us. Amen. This angel of the Lord, the prophet say, calls him also a guardian angel. So you have a guardian angel that watch over you. The angel of the Lord. The one that came to take Peter out of the prison. The angel, the guardian angel, he watches over you. And the prophet says, he calls them ministering spirits, angelic beings. Amen. Because I remember a few years ago, I spoke about the angel of the Lord, but it was in a different angle. What we are talking about today is not that one. Because when your pastor stands at the pulpit preaching to you, the prophet says, it is an angel of the Lord. Amen. Your brother, your sister can be an angel to you. God can use them to minister some grace to you. Amen. We are not talking about that one. We are talking about angelic beings now. Amen? We are talking about angelic beings. There is that supernatural being that God has assigned to those that fear him to deliver them from danger, to watch over them. And God calls them guardian angels. The prophet calls them so. Now, God always sends his warnings just before the coming of Jesus. He sent an angel down out of heaven by the name of Gabriel. Minor angels comes. Yes, you see angels. He says now, everyone has a guardian angel according to the scripture. Amen. So don't be afraid. You must know that you have a guardian angel. Don't be afraid. And that's why, don't get me wrong. I believe in witchcraft. I believe in the devil. Amen. I believe all these things. But they have no power on me at all. Amen. Amen. Because I see even in among Christians, you see people that live in fear of witches. I can't understand that. I can't understand that. They are afraid of, you know, you can't touch this. Oh, you can't do that. No. As long as it's not sinful. As long as what you do, you are sincere, you are living your life, they will come. I don't say they won't come. They will come, but they'll run away. Amen. Amen. They will run away. I remember a brother back home. One day, he was living in a village full of witches. That village was renowned for witchcraft. That brother was a farmer. In his field, he would go and do things. And so he didn't know anything. He would harvest and year after year. Another day, a woman came to ask him. He asked him, why don't you go home at night? He said, me? No, I go home and sleep at home. I said, no, you are always in your field. You never sleep. I say, no. I sleep at home. I say, no. Every night I see you in your field. You are always there watching on your field. He said, no. I don't know what you are talking about. You know, that's the power you have. Don't be afraid of witches. I will never be afraid. I know who I believe in. Amen. If anything happened, I'll never, give credit to the devil. Nothing that will happen in my life, even if it is a bad situation, God allowed it. As long as I am a child of God, you can call, advertise and call all the witches of Ireland in Croke Park, in Aviva Stadium, and put me in their midst. They'll start going one by one. They will start leaving one by one. I will never be afraid of them. Because the angel of the Lord is with me. Amen. If only believers we knew that, many of our worries, we wouldn't have them. Because the Bible says, you have your personal angel, guardian angel. Is there with you since you were born. Is there, is walking with you. When you are sleeping, is watching. So let them come. If they want to come, they are welcome. If they want a cup of tea, I give them a cup of tea. Oh no, he's a witch. They welcome them in your house. No. It should be the opposite. It should be them being afraid of you. Amen. It should be them when you are going. I remember, God forgive me for saying this. I had a little brother, he passed away. I think the brothers can remember 2013 in a house in Balbrick, and we were having a funeral for my brother. He passed away back home. He was little. But that my brother, he was involved in black magic, yeah? He was involved in black magic. You know, he was so, he caused a lot of harm in the family. When we just got married, he came to visit us. We knew who he is. But I'll never avoid him. I'll invite him to my house. If he needs money, I'll give him money. If he needs anything, because he got children before me. You know, he was very young, but he was in a kind of filthy life, you know. He came. We had just Olivier that time. Olivier was maybe a few weeks old. He came in my house. He was sitting there. And he fell deeply asleep. It was around 2 p.m. You know, South Africa, it's very hot in the house. He fell asleep deeply. I wasn't there. My wife was there. She told me when I came. Suddenly, he woke up. He said, "Why do you have this picture in your house? Why do you have this picture?" No, it's not good, it's not good. He stood up and left in distress. He was showing this picture here. He left in distress. My wife was asking me, "What's the problem?" He said, No, you shouldn't give it, you shouldn't keep it in your house. He left, he never came back to my house again. And he died in Angola when we were here. And before he died, he said things, you know. He was after looking after me, chasing after me, and this and this and that. I said, "You can take 7 more powerful devil than yourself and come to fight me. You will be defeated." Amen. So that's why I know he said many things. I went through deadly accident, and you are saying it was him behind these things. But never even a scratch. Even a scratch. We were involved in an accident where Olivier was about a year old. If Olivier was in the car that day, he would have died. Because usually we don't put seat belts back home. He was just, he would have died. But before we left, Bibi's sister asked him, leave Olivier with me. He was in the car already. We were about to leave. She said, no, let me take Olivier. He took Olivier. We went, we had the accident, serious accident. But we came out completely clean, nothing wrong. The car was broken. If the child was in, would have died. You know. So just to show you that we have the power. He that is in us is more powerful, is greater than the one in the world. So you should live boldly. You should live a happy life. We should live with assurance, with boldness, that the angel of the Lord is there, is watching. He's watching you, he's watching me. Amen. There was more we could say, but today we just wanted to introduce about this first angel, the angel, the guardian angel that watch over you, that watch over me. And then as we go, we'll see now the development of what we want to talk about and how it impacts your life. Amen. If you didn't understand anything, because the things I spoke about today are things that you know. So it may not really make sense, but just bear with me as we go, you'll understand better. Amen? Let's pray. Precious Lord, we thank you for bringing us again in your house. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the opportunity to speak about your word. Let it bear fruit in our lives. Let us not be afraid of whatever happens around us. We have the assurance that we have a living God, that the angel of the Lord is with us. He'll protect us. He'll go with us, O Lord. Keep us humble. Keep us in your presence every day of our lives, O Lord. Forgive our weaknesses. Help us really to go closer and closer with you as we go, as the day approach, O Lord. Bless now the rest of the service. Bless your people. Bless the singing. Bless the Sunday schools upstairs. Bless the offerings, everything that will be done. Let it be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.